Hello mates, it is the match day derby for Liverpool v Norwich in the FA Cup. It is 12:30, it's a bit blowy, so apologise if you get a little bit of wind on this. Also, I've got this little mic that goes into my phone that I've just found out in Craig Hannon. So Craig did match day derby for Fulham, didn't he? That he's took it home and not brought it back, naughty boy. So I've just got into work and it's not there, so he's bringing it the match. Very hungover, Craig Hannon, he's told me. I tried to get him out before, he was like absolutely not, and sent me a picture of him dying. It is. So I've not seen Craig before the game, but he is going the game, so he'll bring the mic, we'll be sorted for after. And it is windy, so this sounds a bit not quite as crisp as normal then. Just blame Craig. I'm just walking from work, we've just done some filming this morning with Jamie Webster. So Jamie's new album's coming out on Friday, and they've got high hopes that it'll do well. Well, I mean, the two so far have done well. He's had two top 10 albums now, but do you think this one has got a little chance of going to number one? Which would obviously be incredible for him, man. And for the whole city, really, to have a number one artist, especially one who, you know, I think a lot of us have been on a bit of a journey with. Nearly got one over there on the strand. It'd be really cool, so... Yeah, if you like Jamie, if you like his stuff, like pre-order the album. We've got videos coming out later in the week and stuff like that. We're going to be pushing it, but I might as well start now because I've just been with him. Pre-order Jamie's album. Loads of bundles and all that. Something for you. You can get some stuff with some quite cool live shows. He's doing a pub tour. Walking down the country playing pubs, and so you can get a ticket for that with an album and stuff like that. So, yeah, if you like his stuff, support him. He would appreciate it. Really appreciate it. But yeah, anyway, it's just been with Jamie. I've been with him quite a lot the last couple of days. And, you know, it's been strange because we've been making this sort of thing for him. But obviously, the Jurgen Klopp news, it literally broke. So we were going to film in the Zanzibar, which is where he did his first solo gig. And as soon as we got there on Friday, I pulled up and checked my phone and had messages from people saying about the Jurgen stuff. So it's been a bit of a crazy day Friday because we were trying to do that. Couldn't rearrange it because it was the only time that Jamie had, and we were literally there, we turned up already, do you know what I mean? It was too late anyway, so yeah. So if you've seen the picture of me, well, the video of me on Sky Sports News, you might have done, or you might have watched it live. You can see I'm in a music venue, and I'm in the Zanzibar to film. A few people said, oh fucking hell, you're in the pub earlier. I mean, it was a closed bar. I could have done with a drink when we heard. I think a few of us could have, but yeah, that was that. So we've been doing that. So it's been strange, obviously, being with Jamie for the last few days, because both ourselves and Jamie have been on a sort of parallel journey, really, with the Liverpool stuff that we've done, and obviously we've shared stages together all around the world.